B-Pod Studios.
The discovery of a human hair in a plate of calamari triggered an explosion of racial remarks at a restaurant and landed a local woman, a local Vermont woman, in jail overnight. Standing outside a Brattleboro courtroom yesterday afternoon, moments after being arraigned on disorderly conduct and unlawful trespass charges, Leah Stewart said she was arrested because of her skin color. Quote, "I went to jail overnight because I offended a white woman," said the 42-year-old black woman.
She found a hair in her food, and they took her to jail.
You'll see as the story goes on.
Well, you know, for her sake, I hope at least the hair donor was lice-free.
The 42-year-old black woman spent the night in police lockup after the altercation with employees of a local Italian restaurant in Vermont. Stewart, who accepted an offer from the state's attorney's office to participate in a diversion program instead of facing charges in court, was arrested Monday night at Paisano's Italian restaurant after she allegedly caused a public disturbance and refused to leave the eatery. Stewart, this is the black woman who was arrested, says she was treating her sister to dinner Monday night when the calamari dish she ordered was served with a blonde hair in it. A hair, she said, belonging to the waitress. Quote, "This all happened because there was a hair in my food," said Stewart. "For years, I've never said anything about having hairs in my food. When I finally stand up for myself, I get arrested." Stewart said she informed the waitress and asked that she be brought a fresh dish. But according to Stewart, when the waitress returned with the food, it wasn't the dish she had originally ordered. "She got the order wrong," said Stewart. "It wasn't my fault, so I refused to eat it. It was too hot. It was too spicy."
She was just having a bad day.
Evidently. But according to a statement from the restaurant's owner, Stewart was given a fresh dish of her original order and a complimentary side of shrimp for her inconvenience.
Oh, well, a complimentary shrimp will always calm somebody down.
Yeah, but she refused because it was too hot and the shrimp had no sauce.
She wasn't taking crap at that point.
When the waitress brought the shrimp with the sauce, the owner said Stewart again refused to eat it because she said she didn't ask for sauce. The owner also told police that he declined to prepare another meal for Stewart because she had done the same thing in the restaurant in the past. And he directed the waitress to call the police, and that's when the cops came.
Unbelievable story.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All starts with a hair in the food. And she said she was quiet long enough about it. This time she was going to complain. Oh, we got a call here. Yes, hello, you're on the air.
I'm hearing the story as you're doing about... Yeah. The lady found a hair in her food.
Sure, an unfortunate thing, and it wound up causing a big stir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a little upset about that. I had a similar experience myself not too long ago. I'm a black man.
Yeah, yes. Can you speak up, sir?
And I don't have any inclination to go to jail over this.
Why?
What they done to that lady is a crying shame.
Sir, she went to jail because she caused a disturbance in the restaurant.
She went to jail because she disagreed with a white lady.
Well, there was a dispute over the hair being in the food. The woman said it was...
I know all about it because I got a hair in my food and now I'm going to jail.
You're not going to jail.
That's what you said on the radio.
No, sir. That's not what I said. You're not going to jail because
I'm going to jail, and I found out all the people you get hair in your food, and that hair people that get creeping crud in the hair.
Yeah, people do have things in their hair, whether it be creeping crud, if you want to call it that, but lice and stuff like that. But
yes,
that is
that. Yes. Now I found out I get a hair in my food. That means I've been eating all that crud, eating creeping crud.
No, you haven't been eating creeping crud,
sir. I've been eating that creeping crud. Crud ain't nothing but a bunch of bugs and insects.
What did you? You had one hair, what, in your food woman did?
They say they got a creeping crud on the head. Mean I've been eating bugs, and now I'm going to go to jail.
No, you haven't been eating. First of all, creeping crud, head lice, they're a little parasite bug.
Well, that's right, they're bugs, and that means I ate up a bunch of bugs.
Sir,
and now I'm all...
Hold it. What makes you think you've eaten bugs?
Because I told you I got a head in my food,
so
and now I'm going to go to jail, and I ain't eating bugs. eat big old bug souffle.
You're not going to jail.
Well, that's what you said that lady did when she got that hair in a food.
Sir, she was disturbing
you
the peace.
You said that lady had a plate of Capoletti, and then she got a hair in it, and then she gone off to jail, and she's been eating bugs.
No, she was eating calamari, which, do you know what calamari is?
That's Capoletti.
It's a squid.
That's some sort of cheese.
And she was a black woman. She found a blonde hair in the food, and she got arrested for disturbing the peace. Don't you? She's not going to jail because she was eating bugs, and neither are you, sir.
Well, then what else you want to call it, then? Because I don't know. I don't want to go to jail, and I don't want to eat bugs neither, but that wasn't my fault.
Sir.
It sounded to me like it wasn't that lady's fault neither.
No, it wasn't.
But I done got a big old bowl full of bugs.
So you...
And I'm going to get sick, and then I'm going to go to jail.
So, sir, you truly believe you ate bugs?
I know I ate bugs. If you find a hair in it, the hair got to get the creeping crust.
Hold on a second. Sir, maybe somebody here can help you.
Oh, my God.
I've got somebody on the other line.
Lord, have mercy on me.
On line two. He's an expert. He can probably...
I don't know if he's an expert or not, but I still don't want to go to jail.
You're not going to jail, sir, for eating bugs. You didn't eat any bugs.
I did eat bugs. If you find a hair in there, 9 times out of 10, it's going to have a bug on it.
Let me go to the expert who's on line two.
I don't want to be going to jail.
Hello, are you there, sir?
I don't want to go to jail.
Yes, sir. My name is Tom McGrath. I'm a researcher, and I've been involved with biochemistry.
Hi, Tom.
What this gentleman is upset about
is probably
something that's very serious to him as an individual.
Lord.
However, our research shows that any time that you go out for a restaurant meal or even a meal at your home, for that matter, you're going to be encountering,
Various
types of bacteria and parasites. What may make this gentleman feel better is that the human body is a remarkable machine.
Designed
to protect the individual from these things. So most of the time, yes, these things may be in your food, but most of the time they're going to be harmless to you due to the fact of your body's own immune system.
I wonder how he like it. He eat a bug.
Sir, I hope that puts your mind at ease.
Don't put my mind at ease just because somebody's saying that lady went to jail because she ate that bug.
You're not going to jail because you ate bugs. First of all, you didn't eat bugs. You were eating food.
I can't sleep at night. I can't hardly keep a train of thought thinking about how I ate them bugs.
What do you think?
I think you're missing my point. What I'm trying to say, if I can get a word in edgewise, is the fact that you are not eating bugs.
I'll eat bugs.
Sir,
turn my stomach.
Can the expert get a word in edgewise about this?
I don't eat bugs.
To try to convince you.
Again, this is starting to sound like a broken record. I'm trying to explain to you, sir.
I don't
want to
eat any bugs. I don't want to eat no bugs.
You're not eating any bugs, and you're not going to go to jail for it.
No, but I did.
Please.
I did eat bugs.
Let our expert, no creeping crud, no bugs. Our expert is trying to tell you what's going on if he can just talk.
Put the damn heck on.
Is our expert still there?
This is beginning to seem just a little... Can I please get a word in edgewise? This is starting to sound just a little bit hopeless. I'm trying to help you, sir, and you don't seem to want to...
I don't want to eat any more bugs.
You're not... Sir, all you did was like this woman in the store.
And now I'm going to jail for it.
You're not going to jail for it. You're not going to jail. Is our expert still there?
Yes, I'm not going to get through to this guy.
I just don't want to.
I've done all I know how to do.
How am I going to live and survive and take care of my grandbabies if I got all that creeping crud in me?
Oh, sir, please.
And then who's going to take care of my babies when I go off to jail?
All right, look, hold it. I've got some... No, you're not going. There's no getting
the
through to you, sir. There's no getting
through. It's going to knock me down and take me to jail.
There's truly no getting through to you.
I just don't want to go to jail for that
bug. This is the most asinine thing that I've ever heard.
Yes, it is.
If you can't figure out that this is...
It's the bug.
Never mind.
Bug.
I don't see that I can do anymore here.
I'm going to jail.
No, I don't think you can do. Sir, please, I'm going to put you on hold. There's a woman...
Where you get off if you say that ain't true? Where you get off with talking about that lady went to jail from eating bugs.
You totally misunderstood the story, sir. And maybe there's a woman up in our front lobby. She works in our offices up there. I'm going to put you on hold, and then she can help you out on this. And maybe she can.
I don't know who to call, but I ain't going to jail for eating no bugs,
sir. You're not going to jail.
This creeping crud gonna get me.
You're not going to jail. Now hold on, and I will get you in touch with somebody up in our office that can possibly help you on this matter.
It sounds to me like you're trying to duck me.
I'm trying to duck you because I'm getting nowhere with you fast.
Well, you're the one brought it up.
You're not.
You're the one brought it up.
You're not going to jail. You didn't eat bugs.
You know I didn't eat no bugs.
I'm sorry. I've got to put you through to somebody else.
I didn't eat no bug. You ever eat a bug?
I've eaten by accident.
Oh my God.
By accident,
I haven't really. That's how I ate my bugs, was accident.
Right. Well, you're not going to jail for it. Okay. Hold on the line, and we'll take care of it for you.
Oh,
okay.
Have mercy, these damn bugs are killing me.
Stop talking about the bugs. They ain't gonna kill you. You ain't going to jail. Hold on.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
It's a real radio, and it works great. Can I build one, too?
Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting.
Can you do your own broadcasting, too?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Sure you
fellows,
are.
Get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition. Thank you. I heard you there.
Huh?
No, I heard that in the crowd. Somebody gave an extra booty hoot.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know something about that? This is true. This is and how TV comedies are just god awful, and not like they used to be in the early days. We had our little applause there. Desi Arnaz Sr., the genius that was Desi Arnaz. I Love Lucy and all that stuff.
Yeah, you can be on the show, Luffy.
He ran Desi Lu, and he, shortly before he died, he was on with Letterman, and I saw the YouTube clip of it. He was the first one. He innovated so many things.
Yeah, and of course, Lucy ran him through the ringer.
Yep, yes, but he felt that there was a future for showing television shows again. Before they didn't, it was live. If you saw a tape of it, it was on Kinescope. He believed in three cameras shooting on film in front of a live studio audience. Only show to do it at the time. So he's on talking to Letterman. This was back in the 80s.
Well, yeah. I mean, when they started out, like you said, they might save it on a Kinescope, but it was mainly considered disposable.
Precisely.
Show's over, folks. What Precisely. Do you want to watch it again for?
So he said, Letterman asked him, well, what do you think about today's comedy? And he goes, I don't like the canned laughter. And Letterman goes, oh, yeah, I understand that. He goes, you know, that canned laughter is our laughter. And Letterman goes, what? He said, somebody at the studio went and recorded, or actually from the tapes, took the audience response from I Love Lucy, put them into like a catalog.
Really?
So that when live, modern day sitcoms were used and they needed a laugh track, it would be the laughter from
the
Lucy
show.
And so Letterman asks him, he said, how do you know that? He said, when we would do the live shows, we would have certain people in the audience, guests of ours. And our producer also, who was on the stage when the filming was being done, was right next to the microphones. He said, so I could hear in the laugh track my mother-in-law laughing, the stage manager laughing because they were closer to the microphone and they had louder voices than I. So he said, so I'm sitting watching a sitcom at home. And they have the laughter, and I can hear my mother-in-law, I can hear our producer, all laughing in the laugh track. He said, they used our laugh track, and that's what they used.
Now, did he own that?
He owned everything until Desi Lu broke up, because he sold it, I believe, to Paramount.
Who then sold it to Merv Griffin, right?
Sold it to everybody. But he
and then the Chinese took over
after, because when he sold Desi Lu, he made a bundle on it. But that the laugh track's still used on sitcoms that don't have a live audience is the I Love Lucy laugh track.
That is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, the entire entertainment industry is changing so much over the weekend. I was alerted to a new trend.
What's that?
Now, Stan, as you know, I enjoy reading science fiction books.
Always have. Always have.
And I found out about it through a series of books that I read that were written by a Chinese man. Very good contemporary science fiction, and it was written by a Chinese man.
Yeah.
And he wrote it in 2006, and finally somebody English got around to translating it. And so I Googled his name to see if he had any new books out.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. He's working on it. But the big headline was that a short story that he had written before he made it big was now a major motion picture in China and had just been picked up by Netflix. It's called The Wandering Earth. And the premise is, you know, just what the physicists tell you is going to happen with the sun, where it'll start expanding and all that.
Yeah.
Well, we put these rockets into the Earth so they can keep the Earth moving out as the sun keeps expanding.
The Chinese movie.
Yeah. And so I say, you know what? I'll take a look at that. And visually, it's pretty darn good. And it's something that has made Hollywood stand up and take notice, because it's the first foreign film with big-time special effects that would stand up to Hollywood scrutiny. My problem was I had a hard time understanding it, the dialogue.
Well, yeah, it's Chinese, isn't it?
No, what they did is that they overdubbed it in English.
Yeah.
And they don't have English subtitles available. Only Mandarin.
Wait a second. So it's dubbed in English, but the subtitles are in Mandarin.
Yeah, so I can't understand what they're saying.
You can't hear what they're saying?
I hear, you know, every fifth word, but it's hard to make sense of it.
Are you at that point in your life and you're hearing right now that you don't even bother listening to the sound, you just put the closed captioning on?
Yes.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, what about him? He's in deep trouble.
Who?
Mayor Pete.
I'm talking about...
But yeah, it's a Chinese space sci-fi blockbuster. They did a pretty good job with it.
Good. You just couldn't understand it because it was subtitled in Mandarin, although it was dubbed in English.
Well, yeah, they've dubbed in the English voices, but they're good. So overdone trying to sound American, I can't understand. But yeah, very, very interesting. And from a cultural standpoint, you watch the way that the Chinese present things.
Yes, I've watched how the Japanese did it because I watched a lot of Godzilla movies.
Yeah, but you got to remember,
and it's different.
Chinese is, they're authoritarian. They don't let you say bad things about the government, and so they're doing this movie, and this movie has a lot of American sensibilities.
Well, I'm sure they give them a little leeway.
There's a couple of kids that decide that they want to be free, and they break the rules.
Yeah.
And
they get shot at the end, don't they?
No. The security forces come to rescue them and team up with them.
Nobody is going to watch this movie. You're watching some Chinese flick subtitled in Mandarin.
You know what? I will show you the trailer for it.
Yeah,
and
please
you're
don't.
Thinking this is some low-budget thing. It's not.
Look, they got blockbusters over there. They got blockbusters. It's not up. Nobody's lining up to see them.
No, they were making a big deal about how this was the first film like that to challenge Hollywood. Hollywood.
do you agree that it was a challenge to some of our big films?
I only got halfway through it and shut it off.
I gotta take a break.
But the author's really good.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
And I don't know how close they are to the story because I couldn't understand them.
Okay. All right. We're gonna...
Whoa. Very hard to understand sure. Chinese people yes. who are speaking English right. but trying too hard.
Right. And then have to deal with the Mandarin.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they don't yeah, like Cantonese because no. that those are those rebels up in Hong Kong, you know.
We'll be back.
Sometimes we think about maybe changing our minds and just say, f*** all this and just leave it all behind. But then some drunk ends up being caller number 10. Then we open the phones.
Ahoy.
It starts all over again.
Stan and Haney.
On 96K-Rock.
Boy, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, we throw a few in every once in a while.
Thank you, Michael McLeod.
A chance to pick up some Godsmack tickets this week. Godsmack coming to Hertz Arena.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
Because I know they're over in Europe now. I see the pictures every day.
Well, they're this October 2nd, but tickets are going to be going on sale, and you're going to have your chance.
Shannon has been posting the most incredible pictures across Europe.
Yeah. And they'll be back in the States, back in our neck of the woods, back home. And we're going to give you a chance to get tickets. Before we start the grab bag, major, couple announcements I'd like to make. Just a couple
major?
Of quick, couple of quick
you started
major
to say major. Yeah. A couple of quick
well,
major announcements?
It's an important announcement, I should say. Acting producer of the Stan and Haney Show, Dave the Waterman, today. Rob had to take care of a personal issue, and basically it's all running on autopilot, but Dave is acting producer today.
So what you're saying...
Acting for a day.
Is if we were going to compare this to a jet airplane...
Mm-hmm.
Dave did not take off in the plane.
No, he did not.
Dave will not be landing the plane.
No, he will not.
While the plane is at cruising altitude with automated systems engaged, he will sit in the chair so that there's a body there.
Correct. Correct.
And you look good, too. Wearing his wings.
By the way, and here's the other thing. Yep, plastic ones. Says Junior
yep.
wings on the. By the
Junior
way.
Junior Birdman.
Yep. Here's something that amazing. It amazes me. Since Dave's escapades on Friday, where he was.
Did you hear about the fallout from that?
All I know is on YouTube. Because we posted it on our site and on the K-Rock site, over 2,300 views since it went up Friday afternoon.
What? So
2,300 views, which is pretty darn good, especially for not being up that long. Program director Matt Mangus made an interesting observation, though, that maybe Dave's competitive food eating are over with because he's too old and his stomach is too sensitive that he can't eat like he used to.
Well, he did have severe issues this weekend.
Yeah, that's what he says he burned. Keep in mind, this was room temperature food.
Well, it's got nothing to do with that, really.
He burned his esophagus is what I was told.
What I was told, and... I hope I get this right. Dave consumed a lot of gefilte fish.
Yes.
And then he decided to drink the brine
right.
of the gefilte
it's
fish.
It's just a broth. It's just a broth.
Now, when he drank the broth, he drank a pretty good volume of broth.
Yes.
And proceeded... His body rejected it.
Yes.
And he threw it up in a bucket.
Yes.
This embarrassed...
Pictures available online.
Now, this embarrassed Dave.
It did.
And he felt like he needed to do something to save the day, to come back even more hardcore. So he thought his redemption would be found by consuming his own broth vomit. Now, by doing that, Dave claims that he then reintroduced his own stomach acids and burned his esophagus and then had the hiccups for 40 hours straight because he tried to drink a Mountain Dew.
That's what he claims. That's called a lie. That's called further attention seeking. But then again, I'm not going to fight him on it because he's acting junior plastic wings producer today.
Yes. He doesn't take off. He doesn't land.
Yeah.
But as long as we're at cruising altitude with automated systems.
On autopilot.
He's in the big chair.
Let's do the grab bag brought to you, by the Pewter Mug North.
Flies itself these days, Dave. Yep. Nothing to worry about.
In about 47 minutes,
hey,
he
Dave,
will be put to the test.
You know what any of those buttons do?
No, he doesn't. See, because he doesn't even know how to talk on the microphone over there.
Nope.
Can't yet. Hold it. Hold it. Okay, there you
are. What are you talking about, bro?
You know why I like you over there?
Why?
Because I can shut you off when I want, and we won't hear you yelling off mic.
That's cool.
He's very calm over there. No, are you kidding me?
Today's professional day.
I see.
This is Dave's. It's all business. It's all business. All right, let's do the grab bag. Kids are on summer break. You're probably deciding, you know, they're not in school. Do I send my kids to camp? Get them out of my hair?
They still do camp?
Oh, sure. Well, we have the answer for you. Here's a special camp for those kids of yours.
You had it easy dumping your kids off at school, but now you've got to entertain them for the next 3 months. Take your kids to Camp Child Labor. At Camp Child Labor, your kid will get plenty of fresh air out in the field, digging, hoeing, picking fruits and vegetables, and learning the importance of an education. They'll get 3 meals a day and 2 breaks, but then it's back to work at Camp Child Labor.
Get back to work!
And when summer's over, your child will be so happy to see you, and they'll be excited to go back to school. Camp Child Labor, not entirely legal. Please read the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 before enrolling.
Okay. Haney, I did you a favor today.
Oh, thank you. I'm unaware of it, but thank you.
Usually it's Monday, and I usually...
Oh, God, I hate that
motivational
stuff.
Motivational Monday.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Don't worry, we're not doing it anymore. Something more up your alley.
Unmotivated Monday.
Unmotivated Monday.
Being lazy can actually be good for you. It's been scientifically proven. Lazy people are less likely to experience burnout. Lazy people are more likely to be well-rested. Lazy people have greater focus on long-term goals. Lazy people have improved efficiency. In other words, they complete a task as quickly as possible in order to relax. That means they waste less time. And finally, lazy people have improved emotional intelligence. There you have it. It's okay to be lazy. Just don't slack off on your responsibilities at work.
Unmotivated.
Monday.
Thank you.
That was glorious.
Yeah, wasn't it?
You know what? I figure I spent the vast majority of my life being the hare. I'm ready to be the tortoise.
Yeah.
I'd like to win.
Follow me on this one.
Because the tortoise always wins.
That's what they say. A 33-year-old guy was on trial for burglary.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about what I think you're talking about?
Yes, I am.
What the? Come on.
A 33-year-old guy was on trial for burglary in Miami-Dade Circuit Court on Friday.
The cesspool.
When he defecated in his hands and threw it at the female judge and shouted, "It's protein. It's good for you." Luckily, none of it hit her. The guy who was filming the clip here says, "Only in Dade." Even crazier, the burglar was acquitted later on that day.
Only in Dade. Yeah, because
Now, keep in mind, he's not done yet. He's also on trial for car theft.
But, you know, according to the rules, jury's not allowed to know about
no,
that.
No, you're absolutely right.
He's just the poor man in the wheelchair.
Yep. Dateline, United Kingdom, Great Britain. McDonald's is selling something called...
The Kansas City Stack?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a customer with the review of the UK's McDonald's Kansas City Stack.
It tastes like a pretty standard McDonald's burger, but then they put some crappy bacon on it and some really bad barbecue sauce on it that tasted like when you put ketchup on meatloaf. So it had no barbecue flavors whatsoever.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'd try it.
And I guess the mayor of Kansas City and all their barbecue aficionados are all over them. And McDonald's like, hey, we're not selling it to you. We're selling it in England where nobody knows the difference.
Nope. I watched it last night. The Wallendas.
Have you always been fascinated with the Wallendas?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Because I know since I've known you, you can't get enough of them.
Tell you why. My old man, he was a fan of the Wallendas. Now, keep in mind, the Wallendas whole family goes back generations, tightrope walkers. He, as a kid, I guess, was a big fan of the Wallendas.
The Flying Wallendas.
The Flying Wallendas. When I was really little, my dad would always, you know, if there was like Circus of the Stars or something, the tightrope thing, and he'd tell me about the Wallendas. Then
I forgot about they did that. Circus of the Stars, like they did Battle of the Network Stars, where they'd make Lindsay Wagner get on a trapeze.
Correct. Then I remember in 1978, when I was a freshman or sophomore in high school, when the legendary great-grandfather Carl Wallenda on TV trying to go from one apartment to the other.
He was the big cheese.
Fell off. Died. Now his great-grandson, Nick Wallenda, has carried on the family tradition. Right up here in Sarasota, they train at Circus Sarasota. He and his sister, along with the other Wallendas, had a horrific fall up at Circus Sarasota when they were trying to break the record for the largest human pyramid on a tightrope. She fell, broke most of her face. So this, Times Square, one full block on the tightrope in New York City. The two of them come to each other. He climbs over her and they start going in the opposite directions. No safety net below. And they had the cam on him where you're looking at his feet walking on the rope, and then down below, nothing but people and lights. And
why are there people and lights down there?
They're watching him.
Yeah, and if he falls from that height, what's going to happen to those people and lights?
A little splat. Well, you know, because you're in Times Square and they got all the neon lights, the big advertising sign. Here you go. This was last night.
There were people under him.
There were people, you know. They weren't directly under him. They were on the sidewalks. Thousands.
So did they make room for him to splat?
Yes.
Okay.
Plenty of room. Here you go. This was last night. And they succeeded in doing this.
Here we go, everybody.
Okay. You're going to start?
I'm going to get started, okay?
Yep.
Liana, you're ready, babe. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm good.
You got this. You were made for this. Don't forget that.
Okay. I'm going to start.
It was really
plenty of
something.
Tether.
Yep.
Dicey?
Yeah.
I got this. It's the getting up. I got it. I did it 25 times. Oh, this is tight. Hold on.
You're good where you're at.
Hold on.
You don't have to move.
Okay, I'm good. I'm going to get up.
Yep.
And you're going to do Jesus.
It perfectly.
Flawlessly.
You did?
Wow.
Woo! Now, it's all fun.
Nick is coming to the building now.
You're on the home stretch. You're doing awesome.
Yeah.
We see Nick and Liana.
No, let him hold it. You hold that now, yep.
Liana finishes her walk across Times Square.
You know who was calling it, don't you? ABC and America loves him, Michael Strahan. They love him.
Isn't the point of that is that you're supposed to concentrate? It sounded much more chatty than
they
I thought it would.
They were talking to each other. They had music on in their ears to kind of block out stuff so they could concentrate.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, Chatty Cathy up there...
They were fine.
Well, you're very defensive of them.
I love them. Biologists have discovered a new whale song. They said they heard this. It's super rare for this, I guess, marine biologists recorded it. Of a super rare whale.
Is it a big whale or a little whale?
It's a rare whale. It's called the Eastern Pacific right whale, and it's they say there's less than 30 of them left on the planet. Here you go. Now, biologists kept listening, and they discovered something.
Everybody,
yeah.
Have you heard? If you're in the game,
yeah.
And I have answered my own question.
What?
It would be a big whale.
Yeah, a right whale.
Now, not a giant whale.
But a big whale.
Big, mid-sized to big. It's not a little beluga whale. Okay? It's a mid to large.
Whale.
Yeah.
25th anniversary of the Lion King. Now, everybody knows that Cheech Marin is in The Lion King. He played one of the hyenas.
And wasn't Whoopi one of the hyenas,
yep.
too?
They asked Tommy Chong to do it as well. He turned them down because he got kicked out of Disneyland once for wearing an obscene T-shirt and vowed he would not do it. They talked to him about the 25th anniversary and asked him how he would have played his role as a hyena.
That's a shame.
Look at you guys, man. No wonder you're dangling at the bottom of the food chain. If it weren't for these lions, we'd be running the joint.
That's how he would have done it.
And it would have been brilliant.
Yeah, with Cheech and Chong.
Mm-hmm. You get him and Cheech into a back and forth and you got gold.
Yep. Finally, on the grab bag, Sir Paul McCartney, on how they came up with the iconic Abbey Road cover.
We had another title going on that we didn't really like, so I just said, hey, why don't we just call it Abbey Road? And what we could do, we just go right outside, walk across the crossing, it's done. You know, and it was like, yeah. This is outside Abbey Road, after we'd made the Abbey Road crossing picture. Yeah. And I remember talking to John about his taxes. Someone said to me, you better warn him because he doesn't know what's
about
going
taxes.
On.
Taxes. That's why you have this glum look on your face?
That's maybe why he's got the glum look. I've got the I need to talk to you about your taxes look.
A lot of people might not know this. The original name of the Abbey Road album was supposed to be called Everest. And they wanted to go and take a picture of the Beatles on Mount Everest. They said, screw you, we don't like each other to begin with. If you want a picture, we'll just go outside and take a picture outside
well,
the studio.
Well, considering how much time they like to spend in India, why wouldn't they take a free trip to Everest?
Oh, sure, but they wouldn't. They didn't want... They wanted to get as far away from each other as possible.
Well, you know, that means that happened in a parallel universe. There's a Beatles album called Everest with a picture of them at the top.
Yes, there probably is. There probably is. But they didn't want to do it. It was like, let's get this done. We'll just go outside the studio and take our pictures.
Well, we have two choices, fellas. We could go to the summit of Everest, or, okay, and I'm just suggesting this, I could take off my shoes, start a big rumor, and we just get our picture taken in the crosswalk.
Yeah, let's go with that. I like it. That's a go.
And if anybody asks about me, you just tell them I'm fine.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
If anybody asks if I die, you tell them that's ridiculous. Of course he's fine.
We're going to take a
break. We would never replace Paul with another Paul.
Right, a duplicate. I buried Paul. We're going to take a break. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. Maybe pick up a prize. And I've been waiting days to talk about, and maybe Dave knows something about this.
Well, he knows stuff.
New hobby for Haney and I. It's very inexpensive.
You sure you're not giving anything away here?
It's called magnet fishing. Stan and Haney.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. 277-9600. It's a 239 area code. Find out what's on your mind. I want to talk about magnet fishing. This is where Dave the Waterman, acting producer for today, this is the only thing he's going to have to do. This is the only task. You call in, and the person that you're going to hear that's going to screen the phone calls is the bonehead himself. And he will put...
Now, why do you have to call him? He hasn't done anything boneheaded today.
Did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. The egg yolk himself will answer the phone, and then he'll patch it through to us, and if you contribute to the show...
Now, see, those are just insults. When you explain it properly, that you are of the belief that he doesn't have a human brain...
No.
What is in his head?
Egg yolk. You know what happens when you just, you know how when you crack an egg and then you see this beautiful yolk, and then you take the corner of your fork before you scramble it up and you poke the yolk and then it spills. That's Dave's head.
So he has electrical signals that are transiting through like a chicken egg yolk.
Egg yolk, yellow egg yolk.
That's what powers Dave.
Yeah, egg yolk. We got Babacu Saw. I'm sorry, let's keep it professional here. Dave is acting producer. Rob had a family issue. He is running it remotely. All Dave has to do is just answer a phone.
He looks good sitting in that chair, headphones on.
He looks
like he's doing stuff.
He's worked with us for well over 17, 18 years, never learned it.
You know what? We should take a picture of him because he looks very impressive back there.
I'll take a picture of him. Hold on.
Dave, look up and smile. You'll want this.
Hold on. And then I'll send it to you. Then you can post it.
Yeah.
Like you're doing something.
Come on. Look like you were looking a second ago.
Act busy. Even the program director's checking on
you. Oh, look at that. He's busy.
I got it. I got the picture.
There we go.
Now I'm going to send it to you, and then you can show Haney how it came out and how good it looks.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hold on. Let me.
And then we're going to talk about magnet fishing.
Yeah, oh, I got to talk to you about this. Oh, that is, actually, that's a pretty darn good picture. Hold on.
And, you know, Dave, being the waterman, he knows all about magnet fishing.
Yeah, hold on.
I shouldn't have got you started on the phone.
I got it now.
Yeah, fat-fingered.
That is the pain of my life.
I know.
Trying to hit little buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to hold down guitar strings.
That's why I told you should have played the bass.
Keyboards, all of this stuff. It's
not made for you.
Nope. 277-9600.
Magnet fishing?
Yeah, we have barbecue saw, pewter mug, a chance to see a great Led Zeppelin cover band for a good cause. In the Light of Led Zeppelin is a benefit concert for cancer victims Richard Beaudry and Peter Moss. It's going to be at the Ranch this Saturday. We got tickets for that. We have a pair of tickets for the Disrupt Festival, Bam's Restaurant, Subway, Sunshine Ace Hardware, our friends at Firehouse Subs. We got Sky King Fireworks, 277-9600. I saw this, literally said, this is our next thing that you and I have to try. A few years back, we tried metal detecting, but all that did was get us a cut foot and bottle tops.
Yep. And the change that we found was above ground.
Yep. Yeah. And I looked online. This is pretty reasonable. They have these big, giant magnets. And here's one right there. You can see how it is. It's probably 8 inches across. Circular. And it's got like a hook thing on the top of it that you latch on.
No, it's not that big.
No, it's not. It's about 8 inches across. Then you go and you hook on like some clothesline or nylon rope. And you go to marinas, you go to canals, you go to places where people, you know, are fishing or water skiing. And you throw this rope out there and let the magnet hit the bottom of the canal or the marina. And then you just drag it across, and then whatever's metal down there. I saw YouTube. They're finding guns that were thrown in there.
Yeah, but
people that lose watches, rings,
chains. Do you want to find that? I mean, sometimes, you know, dangerous things are thrown away so nobody can get to them.
Yeah, but sometimes you get valuable stuff. Dave, you've done it, haven't you? Let's see. See, here's rule one.
He's on the phone. Yeah, he doesn't even know you're talking to him.
He has to listen. That's part of being a producer. Talking on the phone, but acknowledging me. You've been magnet fishing, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been out a couple times.
What were you saying? The canals of Amsterdam?
Yeah, you were.
Well, I've seen videos.
Oh, you've seen.
Yeah, I haven't been to the canals of Amsterdam.
I'm asking you, have you gone magnet fishing?
Yes.
And what have you caught?
I got a couple rings. That was about it. I've seen people catch other people that I went with, brought watches up.
Yeah.
And like chains and stuff. So, yeah, it can be lucrative.
Anything worthwhile?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What'd they get?
Absolutely. I got a couple of like, look like graduation rings. You know, of course, I went and got rid of those, you know, sold those, melted those down.
How much did you get for them?
I don't know, man. That was a long time ago, man.
But what did you get?
20 years ago.
What did you get?
I got a lot of drugs with them, you know.
Yeah, you spent it on drug money.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm being legit.
The magnets, I've seen them online. They cost like, you know, 13, 14 bucks.
And how powerful are these things?
Pretty damn powerful, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now,
they'll pull up full guns, man.
If you're hauling these things around and you have your personal devices and your car is full of electronics, is that a wise thing to be hauling around?
I don't know.
It's not going to mess with nothing.
You just keep it in the trunk.
Yeah, it's not going to mess
with
nothing.
Let me get the phone here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, boys, it's Carmine.
Hey, Carmine.
Big Ragu.
What do you know, buddy?
I was down in Key West this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And I know there's still no Bill Blue known.
Oh, I don't know him.
Nobody knew him.
No!
And I tell you,
Key West
we
legend.
Yeah, right. He went to Schooner Wharf, though. Michael McLeod was playing, though. Yeah,
oh, that is glorious.
Always there.
I hope you told him.
Hour with him.
Did you tell him we said, hey?
I did. He said hello back.
All right. Have you
What a legend he is.
Oh, he's a legend. Have you ever gone magnet fishing, Ragu?
No, I haven't. I'll leave that up to the water. Make him get more drugs with the...
Hey, what can I get you?
No, nothing, guys. You guys enjoy.
All right, brother. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is JD.
Hey, JD, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I talked to you guys a couple years ago about that pinball museum arcade up in Tarpon Springs.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just went back there over the weekend. They got a bunch of new games.
I went to one.
I love pinball.
I went to one in New Jersey.
I just love the atmosphere of an arcade.
I went to Asbury Park and played at their pinball museum. I'm going to tell you right now, that is so much fun. You go and they, and dude, where you went, did they have the machines broken off into the era, like 50s machines, 60s machines, 80s machines?
Oh, yeah.
You go and play had, a flat
they had
rate.
90s, they had an AC/DC pinball machine that was, it was great. A lot of fun.
Did you get to play Black Knight?
Yes, I did. They have all the newer machines too, and they raised their price by a buck, but it's still okay.
Well, you pay a flat rate, and then it lets you go for an hour or 2 hours, or that you get one.
No.
You go all day long,
yeah. All day for $14.
So you pay a fat rate.
Flat rate. And the thing is, you go in there and you can go jump from one machine to the next. You almost get pinballed out because you have so much opportunity to play pinball.
The pinball risk. Yeah, the one machine that I couldn't get on was the Tommy machine. They have a newer one that's the Who Tommy.
Right.
And everybody was on that one. I couldn't get on it. Anytime I walked by, someone was playing.
Oh, I'm telling you, though, I think Black Knight was the pinnacle. It was the perfection of pinball.
Everybody had their favorite pinball machine, though, Haney. And the thing was, is when you go up, and if they had Black Knight there, you would love it. You'd probably play on the thing for like an hour. And then what goes in your head when you're surrounded by these pinball machines?
I got to try these.
Let's go try another one. Oh, this one's good, too. I forgot all about it. It's the truth. Hey, what can I get you,
awesome,
buddy?
You got any mug?
I have one left.
I knew we were getting close.
I have one left. Hold on.
Then I'll take the mug.
All right, I'm going to send you over to Dave, make sure that he does it properly, and thanks for phoning.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
I'll never eat canned spinach again after your story with the little boy.
Boyd?
Yeah. Never, ever.
Hold on.
Thanks, Mark.
Hold on. Wait a second. Absolute Law text line. I keep calling and Dave the Waterman keeps hanging up on me.
Right on.
WTF. Here's a guy. He's got his magnet fishing and... Oh, this guy. Here's what... I have a 1,000-pound pole magnet. Got a fork, some rebar, pair of scissors, two fishing lures, and some trash.
I bet there's a lot of trash.
Yeah, sounds like us. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What's on your mind, pal?
You guys should have Dave eat a jar of pickled pig's feet Friday.
He won't.
He won't. And the whole pickled thing.
He can't do pickled things.
No, evidently, and we found out he can't do, like, chicken broth stuff either.
Well, that wasn't chicken broth.
Well, it was. It was
fish broth.
Fish broth. Fish, like a fish broth. Consomme. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jason.
Hey, Jason.
I was just calling to see if anybody realized that jewelry's not magnetic, and Dave's full of crap.
Certain jewelry. Now, let me explain something. If you get a class ring, and it's 10-karat gold,
it's not magnetic, dude.
There's other materials in there that are magnetic. Now, if he's pulling up a 14 or 18-karat gold chain, or if he's pulling up
I believe this guy, Stan. He's made up.
He's not. That Dave's making it up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So you're telling me the other alloys that are in the metal will not be picked up?
No. There's maybe slight magnetic characteristics, but nothing that could be ever picked up by a magnet.
All right, let me go to Dave. Dave? 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 Can you hear me? Can you hear me? What is the problem? He's suddenly...
What? I'm here, man. What's up?
You're in distress now, aren't you?
No, man, I'm fine.
A guy just called and said you got a bunch of lies that Magnus won't pick up a class ring.
No, I can't remember what it was, like a silver class ring. I can't remember, man.
Won't pick it up. No iron there.
Is silver magnetic?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't remember what we were picking up, bro. It was a long time ago, and I was getting loaded while I was doing it. You got to remember that, man. That was a time when I did not function unless I was totally loaded.
So it seems like the only thing you could pick up would be like a costume jewelry.
Yeah.
That might have been what it was. I don't know. But
suddenly your story's changing.
No, it's not, man. It's
you
like
told
when I'm
me
in
that
Vegas,
if you go to Amsterdam, you pull up bars of gold.
You're
outside saying you're pulling up all kinds of Nazi coins.
I said you can pick up Nazi guns, man.
What? Man?
Let me answer the phones, bro.
Why can't you tell the truth?
He can.
Stan and Angel.
Your microphone's on. How hard is it to be a producer?
It's on now.
How hard is it to be a producer?
Now it's off.
What's he
He's turning his mic off.
Okay. Maybe think about it next time he answers the phone. Let me get this. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Okay, I am on. This is Dino. What's up?
Hey, Dino.
We're over at Fischillo, where it was huge. Caroline is back.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's great.
Big news. I guess it was Dave was over there and said like thousands of people.
Yeah, and they all wanted to see him, I guess. That's what I was told.
Well, isn't that obvious?
Okay, I don't know who he's talking to. It's going from green to yellow back and forth. I'm supposed to grab the green one.
So the guy's got a point. Gold isn't magnetic.
No, gold is magnetic.
What is magnetic?
I want a magnet in here, and I want to see what's magnetic. And see, I'll bring in tomorrow my class ring and see if it's magnetic.
I mean, the guy that texted us that I guess did it. You know, I picked up a fork, a piece of rebar.
Yeah.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah. That does sound reasonable.
But why would you want that?
I wouldn't. I thought Dave said you get a lot of valuables because he's done it. He's done it in Amsterdam.
Canals of Amsterdam.
Yeah, you heard him
bars
say
bars of gold,
yep,
yeah.
Bars of gold. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. It's going to be rapid fire. I'm going to give you a particular thing. How can I phrase this?
Hold on.
Fridge, no fridge.
Okay.
Products, how many people think it should be refrigerated? How many people think it should not be refrigerated?
People will fight over that.
Yes, they will. Fridge, no fridge. I have a percentage. And if you're close to it, 5% on either side, you'll win a prize. Rapid fire. You guess it wrong.
Fridge, no fridge.
And one of the prizes, Godsmack tickets. How about that? Stan and Haney.
There you go.
Breaker 1-9. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at the Billboard top 5 hits for this very day in a particular year. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win. Fridge, no fridge. These are items that
could go in the fridge. Or should not go in the fridge.
Right. And what is the percentage of people who say, refrigerate?
I'm going to tell you right
don't
now.
Don't refrigerate.
This sounds simple, but this will result in huge arguments.
Yep.
They'll get very heated.
Now, I have, there was like a survey of over 500,000 people were surveyed in this thing. I have the percentages. I'm going to give you some leeway. I'll make it 5% either side, so a difference of 10 total. You tell me the percentage that fridge, no fridge. I'll be specific when I ask you the question. Rapid fire, you get it right, you're going to win a prize. You get it wrong, we're just going to move to the next caller. I'll take these calls cold, Dave. You only have to handle the winners, okay? So that's for you, Dave. So winners, you don't have to screen them. I'll take them. Babaku Saw. We have a pair of tickets to the Into the Light of Led Zeppelin benefit concert at the Ranch this Saturday. The Disrupt Festival is this week. I have a pair of tickets if you want to go up to the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. We have Bam's Restaurant. We have Subway. We have Sunshine Ace Hardware. We have Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. And we also have Sky King Fireworks, $20 gift certificate for Sky King Fireworks. And right there at Sky King, it's buy one, get one free. And I will also throw in a pair of Godsmack tickets. They're going to be in concert right here at Hertz Arena on October the 2nd. Tickets don't even go on sale until Friday. But I'll give you a chance to win them before you can buy them. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. Let's play Fridge, No Fridge. I have released the phones. 277-9600. Listen carefully to my question. You tell me the percentage. I'll give you leeway 5% either side to be a winner. Fridge, no fridge. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike from Naples.
Mike, you ready?
Please.
All right. Apples. What's the percentage of people that keep apples in the refrigerator? I'll let you go 5% either side. You're a winner. Apples.
60%.
Incorrect. Oh, ahoy, who's this?
Tim.
Tim?
Yes.
All right, we'll try you with this one. Apples. What's the percentage of people that keep them in the refrigerator? Apples.
I would say 70%.
Incorrect. And this is going to be where the arguments start, because a lot of people refrigerate stuff. Others say no need. Ahoy, who's this?
Tracy.
Tracy, you ready, baby?
I am.
Apples. What percentage of us keep them in the refrigerator?
35%.
35%?
Correct.
Incorrect.
Well, they got to get it exact.
No, I'm giving them 5% on either side, a span of 10. I'll hold off on that one. We'll go to another one. If I need to come back to it, I will. Ahoy, who's this?
Ernesto.
I can't even hear him.
Ernesto.
You know, Ernesto.
Yes, sir.
There you go. You gotta speak up for me, Ernesto, so I can hear you.
Okay.
Let's try you with this one. What percentage of people refrigerate ketchup after it's opened?
75%.
Incorrect.
Is this going the way you planned?
Well, it's pretty hard, but I'm giving you a 10%. Come on, ketchup? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, how about you? Ketchup. After it's opened, what percentage of people refrigerate it?
95%.
Close, incorrect. I'll tell you one thing. This is making Dave's job a lot easier.
And that's really what it's all
and
about.
That's what it's all about. Keeping it easy for him. Just doing open phones last break. He nearly sank. Ahoy, who's this?
Brian.
Brian.
But you said the plane's flying itself.
It is.
Then how could he nearly sink?
It's him. Brian, ketchup, after it's opened, what percentage of people refrigerate it? I'll give you 5% either side.
85%.
You are correct. You fall in the range. Ketchup, after it's opened, 88% of people refrigerate ketchup. 12% don't.
Well, you're supposed to.
That's what I would think. That's what I would think. 12% don't. What would you like?
Godsmack?
You got them. You got the Godsmack tickets. You deserve them. Hold on. Dave, line one, Godsmack. All right, that's our tickets for today. We'll have more tomorrow. All right, so that one's taken care of. La, da, 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 da. Ahoy, who's this?
Terry.
Jerry?
Terry.
Terry. All right, Terry, here's yours. Bread. What percentage of people store bread in the refrigerator? What percent of people store bread in the refrigerator?
About 20%.
You just get in. 25% store bread in the refrigerator. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
You said you had Ace Hardware, right?
I do have Ace Hardware.
That'd be great.
All right, hold on, buddy. Nice job. Hold on.
You know, bread is a difficult thing.
Yes, it
is. Unless you've got a big family and you're just constantly eating bread, it is so hard to keep bread
and
fresh.
And here's the thing. The problem with bread is moisture. Because I will sometimes, if I go to Costco or something, I get a lot of bread, I'll keep it in the refrigerator or I'll freeze it. Bread has moisture. And when it crystallizes in the freezer, it loses a lot of its quality.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator, it still loses some, but not as much. 277-9600.
Well, it's like you said, you know, you buy a lot of bread, you know, what are you going to do with it?
Yep. Okay, now I'm trying to figure out what he's doing here. All right, what are you doing? Did you get the next one? I had two people on hold. Did you get take care of them? Or did they hang up? What are you doing?
He's answering the phone.
You're answering line three. I haven't even gotten to line three yet. Jeez.
Okay. Everything's great.
There was a person on hold on line two. It looks like they may have hung up. Wow.
I just saw
it. How many years?
I just saw it.
I told you.
Did you see his eyes?
Yeah.
I saw it.
No sale.
Yep.
No in one eye, sale in the other.
With the
no
dollar
sale.
Sign yep. for the S.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
I've never seen that in a long... I haven't seen it in a long time to see that no sale.
You're not... I think the winner hung up. You're talking to somebody fresh. You're picking up my lines now. Let me find out who it is.
He can't help it. He's a superstar, so people are excited to talk to him.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello.
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 What? What? You're really messing it up now, Dave.
It was going so smooth.
It was going smooth. You go and you put a person on hold. Let me give you a little tip. I'm going to give you a little tip, Sporty. I said I'm taking them cold, so the lines that are ringing, don't touch them. I put one on hold, it goes up, and it's flashing a little bit faster. That's the one that's waiting for you. I feel so bad for that person that got it. Wow. See, now I'll go to line three right now. Now be careful. I'm on line three. Did I tell you before the show started, I said everything's on autopilot except for this segment?
Yeah, and everything's great.
18 years. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Jeff with the phone company. How are you?
Who?
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff with the phone company.
Yeah, right. That's good. Yeah. You want to try?
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
All right. How many people say you should refrigerate peanut butter after it's opened? What percentage of people say refrigerate the peanut butter after it's opened?
15%.
How much?
15.
You're absolutely right. 17%. It falls into the parameters. Only about 17% of people say refrigerate the peanut butter. What would you like?
Well, I'm a choosy mother, so...
Yes!
You got any tickets to the Michigan-Vanderbilt series tonight?
No.
Right.
I've got fireworks, I've got Firehouse Subs, I've got Sunshine Ace Hardware, Subway, Bam's Restaurant, the Disrupt Festival this week up in Tampa. I've got In the Light of Led Zeppelin, the benefit concert this weekend at the ranch. I got barbecue sauce.
Well, my fridge is full of barbecue sauce, so I don't need any of that.
You're taking up valuable time.
He's stocked up.
What do you want? Yep.
I'll take Firehouse Sub.
All right, hold on. Dave, line three, the one that's yellow and flashing, that's the winner there. Idiot. Follow along. It's not that hard. He's just completely losing it over there. Just to take winners.
Mm-hmm.
I had two winners online. He couldn't handle it. I'm not asking him to screen the calls.
But he's doing it.
He's lost two winners already.
Because I don't think he understands he doesn't have to screen the calls.
No, he knows that. He hasn't screened a call yet.
I saw him do one.
He just picked it up because he thought, well, what the hell? Wow. Now I'm going to line one. Egg yolk. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, how are you, buddy?
They're hanging in there. How you guys doing?
I've been doing better. Dave's trying to work the phones. It's trouble. All right, here you go. Here's yours. Let's go. Avocados. What percentage of people say, yes, store them in the refrigerator? Avocados.
Terrible. Shot in the dark. 52%.
You're right. You fell in the parameters. 55% say yes. Put them in the fridge. What would you like?
Oh, I hate to do it to you. What you got?
I've got Sky King Fireworks. I've got Firehouse Subs. I've got Sunshine Ace Hardware. I've got Subway. I've got Bam's Restaurant. I've got the Disrupt Festival. I've got the In the Light of Led Zeppelin concert at the ranch. I got barbecue sauce.
Well, let's do the Sky King.
You betcha. Hold on. Okay, now, there are two people on hold. One that he's talking to in line one, which is waiting to get their prize. Let's see what he does here. See what he does. They're still waiting. Line one. Attaboy. Had to tell him. Let's do. Let's do one more. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Peggy.
Peggy, you ready?
I am.
What is the percentage of people that say, do not refrigerate tomatoes? Do not refrigerate tomatoes.
80%.
That is incorrect. I'll go over the list. Because there are some they didn't even get to. Fridge, no fridge. Over 500,000 people were surveyed. Apples. 48% of us say put them in the fridge. 52% say don't put them in the fridge. Same goes with other fruits like oranges and lemons. Ketchup, after it's opened, 88% of us say put it in the refrigerator. 12% don't. Bread, 25% of the people said they store it in the fridge. Peanut butter, 17% of people say refrigerate it. Most don't. Avocados, 55% yes, said yes, put them in the fridge. Tomatoes, 29% of us do not refrigerate them. Here's where it gets creepy. Eggs, 90% of us say yes, 10% of us don't refrigerate eggs. That means you could get sick. And here's something from old school. Butter. 86% of people say you put butter in the refrigerator. 14% don't. Why? It's old school. lot of older people used to leave a stick of butter out on the kitchen table or in the kitchen so that it would always be soft. There you go. If you didn't get your prize because of what Dave did, geez, I apologize. When we come back, our first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney. One thing. 4 Ooh. O'clock fluffer. Your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, the Wave Machine. We're Stan and Haney.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... I'm sorry. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to get you... I hope. I hope to get you updated.
Not his fault.
Wait a second.
It's not his fault, dude. Come on, bro.
Let me explain something.
You're doing a great job, Dave.
I've been seeing this now for forever. You are running around like a chicken with your head cut off. I told you Rob is going to have traffic for you, and then you run out of the room, and I see the thing come up, and then you run back in the room, and then the hotline rings. You run out of the room. What's going on? Tell me, it's not his fault, dude. Tell me what's happening.
It's okay. Let me go check the printer.
Is it your fault?
Go check the printer.
Let me go check the printer.
Dave, is it your fault?
It's not my fault,
yes,
bro.
Yes, it is.
It's not my fault, man.
Do me a favor. Check the GD printer.
I come in here.
And get the damn traffic.
I come in here. But it's not my fault, bro.
And Dave is pacing back and forth
doing
in the hallway.
Nothing!
And saying, it's not my fault, bro. It's not my fault.
It's autopilot.
It's not his fault, bro. He's holding his head in his hands, pacing in the hallway, saying, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
He has what is... This is so...
You're overloading
minor.
Him.
He's not being... How is he...
He can't take the heat.
Somebody's calling me. Hold on, let me...
Who might that be?
I don't know. Hello? Hi?
Was that a very important call?
No, it's from the dealer processing center.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You're not buying a new car again,
heck
are you?
No, I'm not. If I'm buying a new car, I'm going to go to Aaron Walker. Not some...
No, I just thought maybe you already did.
No.
I can't keep track of you.
I did not.
You like to buy cars.
I love cars. I love cars. I love watches.
And women.
Well, yes. Who does it? Oh, I can't tell you on the air.
What?
Can't tell you on the air.
Well, why do you do that to me?
I'll tell you next break.
No, you'll tell me now. Sidebar.
No, I can't. It's a long thing that I just found interesting.
You can't tell me
about. What's going on with you? Buddy, what's going on with you? Can you get me some traffic?
I'm working on it. Just hang on. Just
it's
just
not
now.
His fault.
I'm trying. Look,
Dave, is it your fault?
It's not my fault, bro.
Then get some traffic over
I'm
here.
I'm doing my best. Just
get some
hang
traffic.
On.
What's the problem, Dave?
What's the problem?
What's going on?
What's the matter?
Nothing, man.
You can't hit print.
Ha! Very funny, bro.
He's losing it.
No,
he's
I'm not, man. No, I'm
it.
Not, dude.
Dave,
look,
is this too much pressure for you?
Is this too much?
No, man.
17 years of watching it
no,
done.
No, dude. Look.
But then it's always, let's go out and have a smoke when it should
you
be
got
done.
It, you got look. It under control, bro?
Look, I don't want to interrupt anything.
Under control?
I don't want to interrupt anything he's got remotely going on. But
that's
if you
probably
want,
a good one.
That's a
but
good
if,
idea.
If you want me to, I'll start hitting buttons, bro.
You know what? Let me explain something to you.
I'll get it done.
I've got
you want traffic.
You've got a computer in the other room.
We might get traffic, but everything else would be shut off. What about could you do it from the office?
Yes, he could.
I didn't even think about that. You're probably right.
I'm about ready to.
See, teamwork, bro.
Yeah, dude. And didn't even, well, I was waiting on him to remote in, man, you know?
Meth ain't going to smoke itself, as a texter says.
No, bro, it doesn't. Sure won't.
So that might be a workaround if you were to do it from the office, then you wouldn't hurt anything.
Well, I tried to get it up over here, so he's got it right there.
And you couldn't get it up.
All I'm asking is that you print the damn traffic. Now get over here, and I'm going to give you the password for the computer. Then you go on a site, and you guess what you do? You hit print.
You know, you're talking to him like he's a monkey.
Monkey would have gotten this done.
What's he doing now?
17 years.
You just told him to come in here.
Yep, but he's not. They don't know how.
You're breaking him.
Now.
I think the pressure's too much, man.
Here. This is a capital R. All right.
What's a password? Rochambeau?
You know, now, there's the password. Uh-huh. Go on the website.
I know.
Type it up.
Do you know the website?
Highlight. When part of being in this business is when things get a little dicey, you have to act. You don't stand there and go twirling around in circles.
Saying it's not my fault over and
saying
over again.
Saying it's not my fault. See, now something's going on there. Something's definitely going on. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to skip traffic right now.
You want
now.
Me to do traffic for
no,
you?
No. I'm going.
I'll do it.
No. I'm going to skip traffic right now. And then at the end, we'll see if Dave has traffic.
I'll tell you what. Rob doing this stuff by remote control is creepy as hell.
It is creepy. Now here, I'm going to just move it over to here. And then we'll see if Dave comes back. With traffic. Because I'll save it. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman,
I do
Mark
have
Haney.
Things under control here.
Yeah, we all have our jobs to do. I asked Dave to do a simple one. What's coming up? Well, Haney's about to tell you he's got today's headlines.
You're damn right I do.
Sorry, what? I'm reading a text.
What does it say?
and Stan and Haney is exponentially worse when Dave is involved in any way, shape, or form. 2,000 views on YouTube. It's not worth putting up with this buffoon.
He's a good boy. Coming up in less than an hour, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay. I will bet you. I got a crisp fiver that says he won't have traffic for me by the end of this break.
Well, if you can.
And if you may not have it next break.
If you can find someone to make book on that, you'd make some money, but I don't think anybody will take your action.
Nope.
New survey, and what the? What is that?
Oh, Rob printed it up. Rob got it. It was on the printer the whole time.
Dave, what happened?
I printed up traffic.
No, you didn't. What no, you it? Didn't.
What's it say?
I got traffic. You didn't do this.
What? Yeah, I just did that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, bro. What's wrong with it? Is it yesterday's?
Yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sit back. Thank you, Rob.
Can I continue?
Yes, please do. Please do.
Are we going to continue observing the monkey making love to the football? They did a survey, and I have the numbers, but this should strike a chord with people. Have you ever gone through your significant other's phone without permission?
I can be completely honest with you. No.
That's because you're a man.
Never have. No.
Have you ever had it done to you?
Not recently.
But you have.
Yes.
And you know what happens when people go through your phone looking for trouble?
They'll find it.
Yeah. It may not even be real, but they'll find something.
They'll find something.
The sleeping passenger left alone on a cold, dark, parked Air Canada plane. That'd be a nice wake up. What the?
Close your mouth, Dave.
Some genuine good news. Remember those horrible wildfires in California?
Yes.
A man in California rescued many, many people from the Camp Fire, the deadliest wildfire in state history. But in the process, he severely damaged and, yes, burned his Toyota Tundra. Well, Toyota found out about that.
Yeah.
And they did a little something for him.
That's nice.
A woman, I guess, couldn't find a babysitter, so she thought it would be a good idea to drop her 9-year-old son off at McDonald's while she went to gamble.
What?
And finally, a man attempted to pull over his ex-girlfriend, but instead pulled over 3 city council members instead. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Good job, Dave.
Yep, geez. We got one thing on the board right now, and it is in Cape Coral. It is a crash. Del Prado and De Navarra Road.
Dave Navarro Road.
D-E-N-A-V-A-R-A.
That Dave Navarro.
Dave Navarro
could
Road.
Could do without him.
And you are up
what
to date.
What a jerk.
Yep. Yep. You know, laughter. Very important to us. We try to bring you a little laughter each and every day. It's the 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, and Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Okay, thank you, Dave. He left the soundboard up for you, too, didn't he?
He doesn't know what that is.
Nope. He does. He does not. Go ahead.
Hi.
There he
is. Hey! Is he taunting you?
Yeah, yes. Let's try that again. It's time now for the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hey, all right. Good boy.
He is a good boy.
Yep.
You know, being...
Thank you, Rob.
Being a lifeguard is a stressful job.
Sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that annoy lifeguards.
Top things that annoy lifeguards.
Having to make a living from September till May.
Anything?
What?
Is he adding anything? Are you adding
it? He's playing his own recorded laugh?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Top things that annoy lifeguards.
Okay.
2 simple words. Marco Polo.
Yep. Yeah. You should give Dave some crayons, a coloring book, and a juicy box.
Shut up!
That would be nice.
And with the 86 IQ play.
For some reason, everyone insists on calling you Chad.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
The one day you don't shave, everybody notices.
Laugh it up. What?
Laugh it up.
He's playing his own stuff.
Yeah. Having a gorgeous babe in a bikini call out for your help because her grandpa needs mouth to mouth.
Laugh it up.
It's a big letdown when you come home from work and have to sit in a chair that's the same level as everybody else.
Yep. You don't have to hit it every time.
Well, that would be his call.
It would be. But it's him laughing, and so he hits it every time. Because he somehow likes to hear himself.
Finding sand in your Speedo, even though you work at a landlocked pool.
You sure the only reason you don't keep Dave around is because his last name is Beasley?
The imprint of a whistle on your chest tan.
Laugh it up.
You got other ones there, don't you? You got other buttons. That's a whole keyboard over there.
Ugly people also expect to be rescued.
Back and to his left.
Back
and to the left.
Back.
Back and to his left.
And finally, the very top thing that annoy lifeguards.
Yes.
Realizing your only job is to police a giant concrete tub full of teenaged urine.
Back and to the left.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Email. I got time to read the Guardians. I got to go save the others.
Any hot words we need to be looking out for?
Let me take a look. Sanders, morons, gay couples, Iran, compassionate decision. Let's find out. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Jeez. That ain't it. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, why is it that everything Trump does is criticized? Not only by the left, but even by some of the right.
Guardian, it's because we live in a rigged system.
Yeah.
Trump is not part of that, and so they panic.
I realize that there are so many decisions that he must make that he won't please everyone. I mean, he makes the compassionate decision not to bomb the crap out of Iran. Maybe if they would work with him, they might get something done. So this week, the debates start. It should be a great time watching them rip into themselves. Here's a couple.
All the insanity.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Here's a couple of things they're talking about. Sanders wants to pay for college, and how's that with attacks on Wall Street? Now
the things that they're proposing are crazy. And now, you know what?
What?
Bill Maher, raging lib, but not stupid, pointed out on his show that if you're going to run around talking about concentration camps and all of this nonsense, you're going to lose.
Now, Warren wants reparations for married gay couples.
Uh-huh.
For past supposed discrimination. And finally, a Booker wants to sit down with Farrakhan. These a-holes are stupid. And they're stupid ideas.
You know what said it all? I think it was the New York Times, where they interviewed every Democratic candidate, and they asked them, you know, a nice softball question.
Yeah.
What's your comfort food when you're on the campaign trail?
Oh, yeah. It was all fruits and vegetables, raw broccoli spears.
A lot of veggies.
Yeah.
A lot of veggies. It's just
ridiculous.
Ponderous, man.
Yeah, ponderous. Wayback Machine is next. That's not. We'll find out where we're going. Top five hits for this very week in a particular year. Give Dave a break. Have traffic ready. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R A D I O.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts for this very day. In a particular year, we're going to take a look at the top five.
You know, the Guardian's email kind of made the point, but man, they have just gone to war against this president.
Of course.
They leak that ICE is going to do raids on Sunday. Of course, Nancy Pelosi takes care of it, but ICE says, well, we can't do it now. It puts us in danger when the word goes out. And then last night, I guess the website Axios has a show on HBO, and somehow they have their hands on all of the Trump campaign's vetting material. Yep. On the people that Trump was going to have run the government.
Yep. Unheard of.
I don't understand. I get that he's an outsider, and they really don't like him looking into what was done to him. But my God, they don't quit.
Nope. I told you. I said this is going to be nonstop. Once something's done, they'll go to something else. And they'll do it till he leaves office.
And hopefully by the time he leaves office, the job will be done.
Yep. They're going to try to prevent it. Let's get you updated on traffic.
But it's unheard of.
Jets pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
One thing on the board, it is a crash. Bonita Beach Road and South Tamiami Trail. And you're up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney in the news. We do it every Monday. We take a look back, see what was on the Billboard charts. We go to this very day in a particular year. Let's find out where.
I like this year.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here.
Like it a lot.
The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This very day in 1977.
Remember, you heard. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up. Number five.
Kenny Rogers.
A little something we know about
the
women.
Yep. Toledo, across from the depot. On a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings.
Huh.
In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him.
Oh, he was keeping an eye.
Thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there
down beside
me.
Her.
He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said,
hmm.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. With four hungry children and
times.
Lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Oh, man.
We gotta move it along. That's Kenny Rogers, number five.
Oh, you don't finish the story?
We can't. We're so late. We won't get to any of the other ones.
I can't believe she did that.
I know. Picked a fine time, Lucille. Foreigner, number four, this day in 77. Feels like the first time.
The epic sounds. Lou Gramm and Foreigner.
I would climb any mountain, sail across the stormy sea. If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know.
Yep. Before she turned cold as ice.
Yep. And left a crop in the field.
Yep. Four hungry children. Go find yourself.
I have waited a lifetime. Spend my time so foolishly. But now.
That's how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
I know I can't help myself. You're all I can see. Like it never did before.
Never before.
Like it never will again.
Yeah. Opened up the door.
Like it never will again.
They were so good.
Yep. They were on top of the game.
That's Foreigner, number four this week in 77. Coming in at number three, Alan O'Day, Undercover Angel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, get it, Stan.
Right. Crying on my pillow, lonely in my bed. Then I heard a voice beside me, and she softly said, wonder is your nightlight, magic is your dream. And as I held her, said, see what I mean. I said,
what?
She said, boo-wee. I said,
all right.
She said, love me, love me, love me. Undercover angel, midnight fantasy. I've never had a dream.
We had no
clue of me. Undercover angel, answer to my prayer.
We would have never believed that Alan O'Day was a one-hit wonder. We thought there'd be many more of these.
Would this be classified as a yacht rock now?
I don't know. I don't know what classifies as yacht rock other than Christopher Cross and Jay Ferguson. Because it talks about boats.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to talk about boats. Stuff you think you'd like to play on a boat.
Sailing Takes Me Away.
Yeah, nice.
Then Southern Cross by CSN.
I said, what?
I said, ooh-wee.
I said,
all right.
She said, love me, love me, love me.
Song about a succubus.
Yes.
Those are demonic entities. Don't entertain them. Got to make sure you get that in there.
You made me know that there's a love for me out there.
Alan O'Day.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Conti had the number two hit in the land in 77.
Cut me, Stan. Cut me. Put this on and find your mom or your sister's floor mirror. Work on that form.
Yeah.
You did it, didn't you?
People used to use this to work out with, to run with.
Did you ever put this on and shadow box in the mirror?
Right, I did.
How'd you look?
Damn good.
Way to go, Rock.
Yeah.
It's my friend Rocky here.
Hi.
How many years were you called Rocky?
From the time of my birth to when I, from 1962 to 1982.
See, most people would like being called Rocky.
I didn't like it.
Why didn't you like it? Because it was his idea?
His idea.
Yeah, at least he didn't name you Sue.
Yeah.
If he'd have thought about it,
he
would have.
Said, why did you name me after yourself if you don't call me that?
I didn't name you after me. I named you after your grandfather, who was a saint of a man.
Yeah.
Getting strong now.
Go, climb those steps. They'll put a statue there for you if you do.
Adrian! I'm not a very good boxer, but I work very hard.
Just a club fighter.
They thought I was a tomato can. But because he didn't take me serious, I won. Yeah!
The number one song in the land, the great Marvin Gaye.
How y'all doing? Oh, this is my kind of party. Yeah. Was 7-7, Stan?
Yeah. Remember when I found the isolated stuff with just the crowd noise?
Yeah.
I gotta find that.
That's our funky brother, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Now you want to talk about daddy problems.
Try getting shot in the gut from your dad.
Yeah. In your case, it was probably just a lack of opportunity. Why did he shoot him again?
He was living in his house, and he was all coked and drugged up.
So
and got
Marvin,
rough with his daddy.
So Marvin Gaye, who's got all this money and all these hit records, was living in his daddy's house and mouthed off to him.
Yep.
And that was it.
Daddy shot him. Yeah.
Did they charge Daddy?
Oh, yeah, they did. And I think he might have gotten off. I don't know the full details. You know what? Let me look. I got a few minutes. Hold on.
Well, if you got a few minutes, we should have let Lucille finish.
Hold on. Marvin. At 12:38 p.m. Pacific time on April 1st, 1984, while Gaye was in his bedroom His father, Marvin Gaye Sr., shot Gaye in the heart and then in his left shoulder. The latter shot taken at point-blank range. Minutes earlier, the two men had been involved in a physical altercation when Gaye intervened in a fight between his parents. The first shot proved to be fatal. Gaye was pronounced dead at 1:01 p.m. Pacific time after his body arrived at the California Medical Center one day short of his 45th birthday. After Gaye's funeral, his body was cremated at Forest Lawn Memorial Park. Initially charged with first-degree murder, Gaye Sr.'s charges were dropped to voluntary manslaughter following a diagnosis of a brain tumor.
Oh, man.
Marvin Gaye Sr. was later sentenced to a suspended 6-year sentence and probation. He died in a nursing home in 1998.
Brain tumor.
Yeah. Mark Haney in the news is next.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us
this afternoon. Dave, I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, we're not taking
headphones
not
on.
Not taking any phone calls,
Dave. He's talking on the phone, looking busy.
Absolute Law text line. Get ready, Dave. You're going to have to see your geography. Stick pin time. Stick pin time.
Is he checked out on that?
I think he is. Hey, guys. Listening from Chautauqua Lake, New York. Chautauqua, Chautauqua, New York. About as far west as you can get from New York City in New York State. I'm a snowbird in Bonita Springs normally, but live in the summers up here in Chautauqua, New York.
Yeah, Dave's got it.
Good boy. You're way back from 1977 was the year my wife and I graduated high school. You guys rock. Thank you. And by the way, New York still sucks. Now we're issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Chautauqua, New York.
It's got to stop.
Let's get
I read
what
an op-ed over the weekend. A guy that I guess used to be active in California politics. And, you know, in this day and age, it is hard to believe that Ronald Reagan won the presidency after being governor of California.
Yeah, well, they hated him when he was governor out there.
And believe it or not, California has had a Republican governor.
Yes, they've had several.
As recently as 1994. I think that was the last one.
Well, you had Schwarzenegger.
But he's...
He was listed as a Republican.
You want to defend that?
No, I don't want to defend that, but I'm telling you, he was a Republican.
And he was talking about how things were done in California and how it turned. And, you know, there was a lot of controversy because the Republican governor was trying to rein in immigration and all that, and the Democrats didn't want it. And the Democrats kept pushing things like the motor voter bill where, well, we need to make it safe to drive, so illegals should be able to have driver's license. Well, that automatically registers them to vote without being citizens.
Yep.
And guess what? No Republican has won since.
Did we find out if the Supreme Court ruled today on the census? They were going to go and rule today because they're getting ready for their summer recess.
This is so incredible
to
people like us.
Yeah.
How is it controversial on a census to find out if someone is a citizen or not?
Yeah. It should be a no-brainer. should be a no-brainer. I was seeing in the news, they've had this issue on the census before, going all the way back to the 1800s with the immigrant population coming in from, you know, Ellis Island and all that. They need to know, are you a citizen or are you not a citizen? They need to know. And it's been up for debate for 100 years.
And, you know, we have said this before, but it bears repeating. A lot of people have the image of the southern border as being, oh, what are we worried about? A couple of Mexicans coming across the border to work the fields? No.
Nope.
Because that border is so porous, people travel from Africa to South America to make their way to that Mexican border. They're coming from
Africa,
China,
Asia.
India.
Yep. It's the highway. All right, let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll do some news with Mark Haney. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
From a road watcher, trying to help Dave out a little bit. There is a crash, I-75 northbound before exit 123. A little bit of traffic buildup there. North Fort Myers got a hit and run. 1800 block of North Tamiami Trail. And in Fort Myers, crash, 1700 block of Maple Drive. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian, and the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, June 24th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
Stan, are you a peach man or a nectarine man?
I like a good Georgia peach.
You don't care for the nectarines?
Well, they're quite similar, but I like a peach. In a pinch, I'll get a nectarine. Whatever's in the Publix. But I like seeing it on the side of the road when they say, fresh Georgia peaches.
If it said fresh Georgia nectarines, you're not interested.
Eh. It's all right.
See, that's marketing. Peaches, much more pleasant than a nectarine.
Isn't it? Peaches have fuzz.
You are absolutely correct. Peaches and nectarines are the exact same fruit. Nectarines simply have a recessive gene that keeps them from being fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
They're the same thing.
They taste the same.
They should.
Yep.
You know, we use a lot of different phrases in daily communication.
Sure do.
Like, for instance, I'll tell you my latest and greatest idea, and you will reply, Haney, that's a pipe dream.
Uh-huh.
Well, what does that mean?
Pipe dream?
Yeah.
Smoking?
Yes. The term pipe dream comes from fantasies people would have when they were smoking the opium.
Right, Dave?
He probably has smoked opium.
Oh, I know he has. Out in L.A.?
They have opium dens?
Sure they do. You know what? They're around that right as we speak. There are.
Opium dens?
Sure.
I thought that went out with the Boxer Rebellion.
They got them.
You know, you seem to be a lot more worldly than I am. They got him.
They got him. You know why I'm a lot more worldly?
Why?
Because I watch shows like Your Cops.
Oh.
I watch The First 48, where they go and kick down a door, and they'll tell you, see this right here? This is an opium den.
Oh. Maybe I should start watching those shows.
Yeah.
You know the one that I watch.
Which one's that?
Who's that? Peach man?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that county
law? Yes, ma'am.
You're right. Can we be on it?
You're going to be on it.
Okay, that's good.
No, it ain't good.
County law.
When?
Yeah.
In the next couple of weeks.
Oh, God. Lord.
Y'all smile pretty for the camera now.
County law, county law.
Oh, God. Shut up, Lois. Lois.
Shut up, Lois.
Lois. Lois.
Come on, Lois.
Back in here, sit down for that.
County law.
Hello, take the.
You want to wave at the camera? Here it
goes. Yellow.
Say hey.
Kellogg.
Her sister
County
is being Kellogg. Arrested, Kellogg. And the lady Kellogg. Can't believe it's county law. And lets her sister go off to jail.
Down, girl.
And all she cares about is she's on county law. County law.
Shut up,
Lord. Yep. There we go. County law.
County law.
County law. County law, Lois. County law.
Lois. It's almost like I can be out there. Dave. Please, Dave. Oh, I'm on TV. I'm on TV. Yeah, well, I'm being arrested, Dave. Hey, county law. County law.
Bye, sister.
Bye, sister. I'm on county law.
Oh, shut up.
Wave to the camera.
Bye, sister.
Wave at the camera. Say bye-bye. Wave to the camera.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sister.
Say we love you, DT.
County law.
We love you, DT. County law. County law.
Maybe I should watch the shows you're watching instead, because I don't pick up on that stuff there. A lot of domestics on my show.
Oh, yeah. Yep. County law.
Speaking of domestics, if you're wondering whether someone you've been dating has ever gone through your phone just to take a look-see, the answer is almost definitely yes. According to a new survey, one out of five people have gone through their significant other's phone without permission.
I hope they break it up by gender.
No, they don't, but we can draw our own conclusions. And when you break it down by age,
yeah.
Overall, it's one out of five. By the time you get to your millennials, one out of three.
Yep.
And
by the time you break it up between women and men, men's phones have been gone through by women three out of three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where your discrepancy comes in, because the men aren't looking through her phone.
Nope.
73% of the people who've snooped say they have no regrets. 33% say they found evidence of something they already suspected. Let me tell you something. If you already suspect something, you will find it. Now, that's not to say that it's real, but if you've made up your mind,
you'll find
a correlation. And 18% say they had the big bonus of finding out about something they hadn't even suspected yet.
Your sister, Linda, texts you happy birthday. She goes through your phone and wants to know who's Linda.
Yep. Love you, really? Linda.
Knows it's your birthday, huh? You said I love you back to Linda? You love her? Oh, it's my sister.
Yeah.
You haven't met her yet.
Happy birthday from Linda. Linda, that is very sweet of you. You know what? Through all the time we've spent together, you mean a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your
Linda,
sister.
Huh?
Yeah, Linda. Who's Linda? What?
I have a sister, Linda. Uh-huh. I don't think you've met her.
Really?
Well, I mean, you really don't know any of my family. We've been dating a week.
Yep. You've already been through my phone.
Yep.
You could take a break now if you want.
Would you like it?
I think it might be necessary.
At this juncture?
At this juncture.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at
the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forever Mark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
What are you doing in there, Dave? Talking to your fans? Huh?
He has fans.
Doing your own show in there? Is that what you were doing?
He has lots of fans. Do you know 2,600 people watch Dave throw up on YouTube?
2,300.
I thought it was 26.
He's upping it. It's only, I just checked, it was 2,300.
Oh, because I got my information from you.
Yeah, and I said 2,300.
Oh, I thought you said 26.
No, not that many.
No, that's crazy talk. Yeah. No, he only got 23. Not 2,600. That would be insane.
Yeah, let me get the phone here. Yeah, it's Dave. Yeah. You're listening. That's standing right there. Yeah,
I'm
all righty.
That's right. I'm Dave.
Right on. Hold on a second. They're going back on the air. What?
What's your problem, man?
That's what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
I see you.
I'm talking to somebody important, man. All right.
It's not his fault, bro.
See, we're on with the show's going on now, and if you're acting producer for the day, somebody personal calls.
This is not a personal call.
Then they'd be on the other line.
It's somebody important.
It is work related.
It's somebody important. Okay.
Yeah, but not concerning us right now.
Yes, it does concern you. It's work related.
Well, then why don't you write me a note and bring it in here, and I'll read it.
Okay.
Now,
slow down.
Yeah.
Bill.
Talk on the phone in your own time.
Alan Pierce is an intensive care unit nurse in Paradise, California. Last year, he risked his life to save his patients from the Camp Fire, the deadliest wildfire in state history. If you remember seeing the video of that where there was complete devastation, that was Paradise. He used his Toyota Tundra to shuttle patients to safety as the fire spread and got too close to the hospital. He made it back and forth multiple times, and he was in it. The flames got so bad, his doors were charred, and his taillights melted. Saved a lot of lives. Well, Toyota heard about Alan's story and decided they would replace Alan's vehicle with a brand new Toyota Tundra. They made a few modifications first. They added a heavy-duty roof rack, bigger tires, lift kit, and an onboard CO2 tank.
Ooh.
If that weren't enough, they realized that for Alan, his charred doors were kind of like a badge of honor. So they did a custom paint job for him to recreate the look without the damage. They even gave it texture where the paint on his old truck had boiled and bubbled up. They gave him the new truck last November and recently surprised him with the custom paint job.
Nice job. I got a problem, a big problem, with a listener because this listener is completely wrong hearing your story about women going through your phones and all this stuff, I don't get this. Hey, Stan and Haney, everyone is confused. You have always promoted that all women are whores. Can't change it. I have all your shows. What? All women are crazy and capable of anything. I don't think we've ever said all women are whores. So check your tapes, you idiot. Sorry about that, folks. I've got all your shows. You've always promoted all women are whores. I'm confused. Snap out of it.
But thanks for being such a super fan.
Yeah.
I don't even have all our shows.
No, nope, me neither.
Maybe they could help us out because we're missing several.
I'm missing shows from, 2009 to about 2012.
So that would be a huge help.
So it would help us a bundle.
If you have every show, I'm not kidding. If you have those, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, and I'd like you to isolate where we call all women whores, you idiot. Sorry about that, folks.
No, I don't even think we've gotten into what percentage of them are whores.
Yeah, surprising number, but...
I don't think we've ever mentioned it.
Nope. We have the stats, but we're
not
going
to talk about
it. Well,
of course, done the research.
Absolutely.
You know, kids love going to McDonald's.
Ah, yeah.
But that doesn't make McDonald's your personal babysitter. But that would be news to 34-year-old mom... Stacy Rupp in Phoenix. On Wednesday night, she dropped her 9-year-old son off at McDonald's in Peoria, Arizona, and took off. Now, the kid was okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't complaining. But employees eventually realized the kid was there alone. And he was there for a long time. They called the cops. They say the boy wasn't even upset because he explained, "Mommy drops him off like this all the time, but she always comes back eventually."
Sure.
And she did come back.
Aww.
The police confronted her, and eventually, after a lot of hand-wringing, she admitted she left him at the McDonald's while she went gambling at the casino.
Completely logical.
And she explained there's no way that she could take him along during her gambling time.
Can't do it. Kids aren't allowed on the casino floor.
Why?
Yeah.
Quote, "He drives me crazy."
Oh, so she's brought him on the casino floor.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
She was arrested for child abuse and endangerment.
Good.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 46-year-old gentleman in York, Pennsylvania, named Peter Oldfield, was trying to track down his girlfriend last Monday. You see, apparently she broke up with him, moved out, and did not tell him why. Mm. She left the shared home and did not leave a forwarding address or a reason. She just left.
The shared domicile.
So Peter did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He jumped in his vehicle. Now, we should point out, Peter doesn't have just any vehicle. He has a sweet, bright red Kia Soul.
Nice.
He installed flashing lights on the roof.
Kick ass.
And it's also covered in stickers that say things like medical emergency team and service dog on board. He tried to make it appear very much like some sort of official vehicle, mm-hmm. you know, with the lights on the top.
Yeah.
He drove it to his girlfriend's previous address, sat in the driveway waiting for her to appear.
Mm-hmm. That's a stakeout.
And he thought he hit pay dirt when an SUV pulled into the driveway. And as it was about to pull away, at that point, he turned on the old bubblegum machine.
Breep, breep.
Pulled the vehicle over, approached the driver, and asked, "Are you Brooke's dad?" But it wasn't Brooke's dad.
No.
He had the wrong car. And I don't know if Brooke's dad would have understood, but the three passengers were city council members, and they insisted on getting Peter some help with local law enforcement.
Yes.
He is facing charges for impersonating an officer. Peter would like you to know he wasn't trying to pull anyone over.
Oh, no.
He was simply using the lights on the roof of his vehicle to get his girlfriend's attention.
Ah.
Now, that story is somewhat diminished when you look at Peter's previous records.
Yeah.
Because he was arrested in 2012 for a very similar incident and pled no contest to those charges.
Yeah, likes playing cop. Fun time.
How did he get a girlfriend?
I don't know.
And that's the news for today, Monday, June 24th.
Double M, XIX.
You know, I picture Ronnie doing that.
Yeah.
I'm Mark Haney.
There he is. Don't you have that?
Don't you hear good?
There he is. Never mind. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
Telling it
there
like it is.
Little Mark Haney telling it like it is.
Rock on, bro.
Nice to see you're
perfect.
Nice to see you're sharp and on time.
Damn right.
Your timing's phenomenal. We'll be back.
Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us on this Monday. Rob show off tonight. Roger Marley going to be filling in for him this evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, just one thing on the board, and it is a hit and run. Lehigh Acres, the 2700 block of 50th Street Southwest, and you are up to date.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Bruce? Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Oh, man. I was a screwed-up kid, too. I didn't know what things were. Stuff like serial killers. I wouldn't even go in that aisle at the supermarket. I get out of the car. Gee, you're on your own here, Ma. Look out for that Lucky Charms guy. I was a little mixed up. Tampons, didn't know what the hell they were. 6 years old, I thought they were sticks of dynamite, I swear to God. I used to light the string and try to blow up my sister's room. Damn it, another dud! Mom's gotta get new tampons. We had so many females in our house. We had boxes of these things. I thought my mother was a terrorist. I used to show my friends, look in that closet. She's a supplier. We could blow up a building with all those tampons. We tried to blow up a building. We lit the whole box on fire. It was the wrong time of the month to do that.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter. Very important to us. We try to bring you a little laughter each and every day. It's the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, and Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Okay, thank you, Dave. He left the soundboard up for you, too, didn't he?
He doesn't know what that is.
Nope. He does. He does not. Go ahead.
Hi.
There he
is. Hey! Is he taunting you?
Yeah, yes. Let's try that again. It's time now for the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hey, all right. Good boy.
He is a good boy.
Yep.
You know, being...
Thank you, Rob.
Being a lifeguard is a stressful job.
Sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
Things that annoy lifeguards.
Top things that annoy lifeguards.
Having to make a living from September till May.
Anything?
What?
Is he adding anything? Are you adding anything?
He's playing his own recorded laugh?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Top things that annoy lifeguards.
Okay.
Two simple words. Marco Polo.
Yep. Yeah. You should give Dave some crayons, a coloring book, and a juicy box.
Shut up!
That would be nice.
And with the 86 IQ play.
For some reason, everyone insists on calling you Chad.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
The one day you don't shave, everybody notices.
What?
Laugh it up.
He's playing his own stuff.
Yeah? Having a gorgeous babe in a bikini call out for your help because her grandpa needs mouth-to-mouth.
Laugh it up.
It's a big letdown when you come home from work and have to sit in a chair that's the same level as everybody else.
Yep. You don't have to hit it every time.
Well, that would be his call.
It would be. But it's him laughing, and so he hits it every time. Because he somehow likes to hear himself.
Finding sand in your Speedo, even though you work at a landlocked pool.
You sure the only reason you don't keep Dave around is because his last name is Beasley?
The imprint of a whistle on your chest tan.
Laugh it up.
You got other ones there, don't you? You got other buttons. That's a whole keyboard over there.
Ugly people also expect to be rescued.
Back and to his left.
Back
and to the left.
Back.
Back and to his left.
And finally, the very top thing that annoy lifeguards.
Yes.
Realizing Your only job is to police a giant concrete tub full of teenaged urine.
And to the left.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.